We've got a very special guest who's joining us now via the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. A man who doesn't need an introduction, but he'll get one anyways. He is the owner and publisher of OrangeBloods.com, also the co-founder of TheYak.com, which is a great podcasting source. He's a man who's been one of the best in this business for a long time. We're lucky enough to still have him on the Texas beat. He is Jeff Ketchum. Ketch, what's going on, man? Thanks for the time.
What's up, fellas? I don't need that kind of introduction at all. We can just get into it. Just the loud mouth, man. Let's go to him.
I love it.
You deserve that, Ketch.
I love it. So, hey, man, I saw you tweet earlier today, quote, "I rarely miss doing radio, but I kind of do today," end quote. And you obviously were a part of the radio scene here for a number of years. And I just kind of wanted to bring you on and ask you what's on your mind. I assume that tweet had a lot to do with the Mike Stoops fiasco, you know, thinking that he was coming here and then finding out that he's not coming to Texas to be on Sark's staff. But I'll give you the floor here first. What's top of mind for you, and why did you want to do radio so badly today?
Oh, man, Chad and I used to do this thing with the voicemails. We just have people call in, and they'd have all their different voices and stuff. And the Mike Stoops story, you know, a good Texas fan meltdown is... You know, we remember this stuff for history, like the Red Banquet that happened on the night that, I guess, the night before Mack would have lost his job when it looked like he was coming back. And Nick Saban puts, I mean, that's historic. I've given that a nickname. And, you know, I think that in a decade from now, we'll still be, you know, I still remember recruiting stories where, like, you know, I can't remember if it was Cedric Cormier or Andre Girard, where the coaches were hiding behind the couches during the visit. Like, there are certain things that stand the test of time, and I just feel like this is going to be one of those where the day – and this thing happened early. Like, Matt Zenitz from AL.com, which is – he's an Alabama beat guy. I had another guy in the Alabama market tell me today that they view him as the – number one newsbreaker in that market. And this came from one of his competitors. And I've known Matt for a long time. Once upon a time, Matt talked to me about a job at Orange Bloods. So we were talking on the phone today, and he's just kind of letting me in on what's going on. But when he reported that last night, between now and, you know, I guess Brian Davis got that quote from Sarkisian this morning between 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning. So between 11 o'clock our time and 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, like a 9-hour window, enough overnight online hell broke loose that the Mike Stoops to Texas thing kind of broke apart. And, you know, I don't think this thing's going to end up being that big of a deal. It's just a linebacker's coach. I didn't like the hire personally, but I know why I know why Steve Sarkisian would. I mean, Mike Stoops as a position coach on paper looks infinitely qualified for the job. That's not necessarily the issue. For me, it would almost be a little bit of like when Dick Tomey came to Texas in 2004. Mack at the time wanted somebody who was a little bit of a hard ass, somebody that would really push the guys. And in a world where Sarkisian thinks that Mike Stoops can be that guy, I get it. I do. I get it. Especially if you tell me that you don't care if he's a big-time recruiter, that you think you've got enough other recruiters to compensate for that. I don't think it's an optimal hire, but I mean, what the hell do I know? I've been wrong before a lot. And if Sarkisian were listening to this right now, Sark, I get it. I could absolutely be wrong. I would like personally think of a guy with a recruiting reputation and a guy that could really impact that side of the program. It would be the optimal hire. And I think eventually we will see someone brought in that, I think on paper will look like a better recruiting hire than Mike Stoops. But the fact that it was a fan revolt and a meltdown, it felt like the most honest way for Steve Sarkisian to really understand what welcome to Texas means. And I think today he knows a little bit more like exactly what this job is. And I think he'll handle this really well. And I think the fact that he'll handle this really well is why he's probably better for this place than Tom Herman, because I think Sarkisian really wants to make an effort to connect with his constituency. You know, Tom Herman left with very few friends on his side, and that really did him in. And I think Sarkisian realizes this. Just, I don't need drama. And I think that, you know, for people who are like, is this proof that there are too many cooks in the kitchen? I think a little bit of oversight's okay. I once made a tweet about the state of Mississippi. They got me suspended for a week from a radio. I wish someone had said, "Catch, I know you think that's funny, but the AD at Ole Miss may retweet that at 11:30 at night and tell you that you're a jerk, and like the entire state of Mississippi may hate you, and like Yahoo Sports Radio may have to suspend you." I wish I have oversight sometimes. So I don't think this is a big deal. I think it's something we'll remember for a long time. But yes, I would love to have been doing a radio show today. Even 6:30 on a Friday night, I would have loved to have been doing radio, just because this is one of these rare days. I would have enjoyed calls today.
Yeah.
You know, I typically hate radio calls, but I love them when it's stuff like this, because people would have lost their minds. So, yeah, no, I envy you guys today, for real.
So, Catch, well said, as usual, but so we feel like this was happening, right? And I trust your sources, and it does seem like this was happening to some degree, and they got a temperature check, and Texas fans didn't want it. I understand your oversight, and in this particular instance, I'm glad. I didn't want Stoops here either for a variety of reasons, but namely because he hadn't been that good of a coach recently. But does Sark have to kind of worry about that? You know, Rod said earlier, the tail wagging the dog. He can't listen to all those constituents, and he can't really do it on social media that quickly with the stuff, right?
Well, I hear on some level, yes. But I think we have to have a conversation about who we're talking about. Sarkisian has a job because there were too many cooks in the kitchen, because the very type of people with big enough bank accounts that they can call, use the bat phone and get directly to superiors and say, "No, I'm not okay with this." I mean, that's why Tom Herman's not in Austin anymore, because enough people in the kitchen said no. And so I feel you, but like, Steve Sarkisian literally doesn't have his job today if the very same people, I think, that would have shaken their heads and said, "This isn't a good idea," if they hadn't done that a month ago.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's and you know what? Maybe this place needs a little bit more of that. We I think we instinctively say, look, and we can look at Tennessee and see where it goes real bad. But this is a place that has been walking around on eggshells with regards to the importance of athletics, the importance of football, where it stands in the hierarchy of academics, and do we want to make the people over there mad? I don't think that's the case anymore. And so the cost of having people who really care about whether or not UT football wins and loses and reaches its upside, the downside to that is that in a situation like this, they probably feel like they have grounds to have their opinions voiced, when maybe that hasn't been the case for the last decade or so. And now it is, and we may get to a point where it becomes problematic. I think there's way more good right now in the power brokers at Texas kind of taking charge of this program and saying mediocrity is not good enough for us anymore, so much so that we'll eat the buyout, we'll take the bad headlines, we'll do whatever it takes in the name of getting it right. I'm kind of okay with that attitude for now. I realize in 5 years, we may all look back on this conversation and say, you know, you robbed Peter to pay Paul, and the bill came whenever it came. But sometimes that's what has to happen. The world isn't free anywhere.
No, that's a good point, Jeff. I love the point you made earlier about this is a – because I said this is a great baptism for Steve Sarkisian early on to understand the psychology of this fan base and understand kind of what he's gotten himself into. It's almost like dating a chick and you realize, like, all women are a little crazy, right? We're about the crazy to hot ratio on that scale. You're learning that you're dating a crazy chick on, like, the third date. That's what happened to Steve Sarkisian. He realized, like, he's dating a crazy chick on, like, the third date. But I think it's going to be good for him psychologically. Here's my question for you, though, because you're plugged in. is Stoops going to end up here anyway? There's a lot of whispers that he's going to end up here as an analyst potentially if he doesn't get a better job offer, because people believe that Sarkisian just likes Mike Stoops. He's a fan of Mike Stoops. There was even a report, and we all thought it was fake news, that he was a D.C. candidate at one time, and I think we all scoffed at it. Is it possible he ends up here because the blowback ended up being the tail wagging the dog, but he still wants Stoops around?
I don't think so, in part because So the way this thing apparently went down, and this is now in the last hour, maybe even last half hour, Matt Zenitz from AL.com produced an updated set of notes and an article on AL.com with kind of what's going on here. He reported, and all of my information jives with this, but I'm leaning on him as the excuse for me to say it out loud. So he tells Saban yesterday that he's leaving for Texas, that he's got the linebacker job. He was set to fly to Texas today, Dallas, in fact, where he was supposed to be meeting his wife to begin the process of finding a new place to live. Call comes this morning. The job offer's gone. And at that point, what I understand is that Saban this morning, and I don't know whether this happened before or afterwards, probably before, given that Saban, I can't imagine them like starting a meeting after 9 o'clock in the morning. But he tells his staff, Mike Stoops is no longer in the program. He's left for Texas. So he tells his staff that that's happened, but then the call comes and the job offer is not on the table. And what Matt Zenitz is reporting, which is all his and not mine because I wouldn't know this, he's reporting that Saban apparently is bringing Stoops back. So Stoops apparently has returned back to Alabama and is back as an analyst there. I can't imagine that there's a return back to Texas after what's happened. I don't think it was an accident that a lot of the details from this broke from an Oklahoma website, Soonerscoop.com, and the Rivals Network really was the first around 3:30 earlier today to kind of pour out some of the details, which were otherwise just kind of being whispered about on websites like my own. And now as more information comes out, it's hard for me to think after what's happened that Stoops would leave an Alabama analyst position for a Texas analyst position, given that I can't imagine. I mean, he was on Twitter last night liking tweets that were saying congrats on the new Texas job.
Oh, man.
He followed Alfred Collins on Twitter last night.
Man.
Sports.com, like, Mike Stoops was ready to come to Texas. And that is the strangest sentence that may have ever come out of my mouth ever. But if you, even now, I've been looking all day at Mike Stoops' Twitter page, and I've been thinking to myself, he's going to go start deleting those. I would. He's going to start deleting those tweets. Unlike.
Yeah.
Nope. They're up all day. Man. If you want a good laugh, go to Mike Stoops' Twitter page and check out his likes from last night, because it was, he liked a post that someone made last night that congratulated Sark on calling Donald Hawkins, the former Texas offensive lineman, and just having a conversation with him. Like, Mike Stoops was liking anything and everything about Texas football that he could find. And now he doesn't have the job that he thought he had that would justify the excitement. It really has overshadowed the announcement of the staff as a whole, which Sark did a press conference about earlier today, which I think really is a very good coaching staff. I think, you know, we might have to go back to some of the teams that Rod played for, where we would go pound for pound, coach for coach in their primes. You know, let's stack them up as recruiters. And, you know, Texas may not have had a guy like Jeff Banks since a certain guy named Tim Brewster once recruited Rod. And once upon a time, there was a really badass tight ends coach that could make it rain on the recruiting trail. I believe it was Rod who once told me that Tim Brewster could sell ketchup popsicles to men in white coats or something like that.
Sand to a beach. Sand to a beach, something, man. He's a Ric Flair of recruiting, no doubt.
And Jeff Banks arrives with that kind of reputation. And you know, there haven't been a lot of guys like that on staff. And I really think this is a really good staff. And I think when this thing comes out of it, I bet that he'll end up with a linebackers coach that excites people more than Mike Stoops, who I think, again, would have been incredibly fine as a position coach. You can't tell me that guy can't coach inside linebackers. I don't care if he's never even coached it before. He's been a former head coach in a DC, and he's worked under Bill Snyder. Like, he can coach linebackers. I'm fairly confident of that. But I think there's a completeness of that position that the job description at its optimal levels would call for, and I bet those optimal levels end up getting reached better under a non-Mike Stoops hire. That's just my opinion, even if it takes a few more days to get there.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. That's great stuff, Catch. Really, yeah. Really appreciate the time. We could go for hours. It sounds like you could talk about this for hours, too. We'll continue to promote Orange Bloods and tell people to listen to all the podcasts over on the Yak. But we appreciate you jumping on for a few minutes, man. All the best to you and yours, and hopefully we can talk soon.
This is the first time I've done a show since I got fired from the station. So
there we go.
Consider this the melting of the line between us.
We miss you, Catch. We'll get you on again, brother.
You're the man.
Take care.